Hey.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just hanging out, chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just, I'm getting pretty excited to be talking about this week's episode, honestly.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about my stories and can't wait.
Got quite the spoops and scares this week or what?
I do. I have some real life stuff.
Same.
Not made up monsters or cryptids or aliens or ghosties. Real life terror.
Where the real horror is.
Yes.
Okay, I love it, I love it.
Could
I
be
love
your
it.
Next door neighbor.
I really hope not.
Could be your coworker.
Kill a bitch.
Could be your mom.
Dying slowly.
That's kinda the topic. For this story.
My mom?
My stories. No, just the fact that it could be anybody.
I was like, that's the worst yo mama joke ever. God
Scariest
damn.
Episode ever. first of all, look what came in the mail. Cryptid crate.
That?
Well, cryptid bag, but, you know.
They need to fucking put that on the fucking seal. I like the crate idea, but... Come on, just for the theme's sake. Just
so, I haven't opened it. I haven't looked at any of it. This is the first time. So, it looks like there's a shirt.
Ooh, what's the shirt?
So, we will get to the shirt first, but... Or, in a second. Everything else is all wrapped up in the shirt. So...
Oh, damn.
Visit the dark beneath. The adventure to end all adventures. It's like a park of some kind. It's like a bookmark that has a park on it, you know. Next up, we've got a cryptid crate coin.
Is it a coin?
An actual coin. There's a cryptid crate on it. And it is a good one, actually. Wow.
Good one.
Take Andrew. Who it is? One and only.
Hey, it's the fucking red-eyed...
The Hat Man.
Yeah.
One of the most infamous shadow people.
That is a cool
one. I got this little figure here. Kind of a... Ooh. Sorry. This figure goes right along with that. Check that guy out, man.
Oh shit, that's cool.
Yeah. Little fucking Hat Man to go with the figure, to go with the Hat Man coin. We've got a Cryptid Bash event.
A bash?
Yeah. It's quite a ways away, so we're not going to be able to make it, unfortunately. That would be badass if we could, but. It's in August, but there's no way we can make it.
Where's it at?
The other side of the country.
Oh my God.
Another book. This one appears to be a autographed book. This book is about shadow people.
Hey, that's sick.
So, I mean, that's awesome. You know, you're really seeing a theme here. And that's what I like about Cryptid Crate, is that they have a theme for each crate. So, if you like cryptid, shadow people, whatever, you definitely gotta get this crate. It's worth the money. It's not very expensive. I want to say it's like $30 a month. And you get cool stuff. I mean, there is a few things every once in a while that I'm like, eh. But 90% of it, the books, the coins, the shirts. I'm loving the shirts.
Shirts are pretty kick-ass.
Yes. Yeah. And so last but not least, I have the shirt.
Oh, that's
it's a Hat Man shadow person. Like, come on.
That's fucking sick.
That is a badass shirt.
God damn,
I love it.
He's got some good detail in it.
He does. So yeah, that's a good old Cryptid Crate for this month. We gotta wait another 30 days to
get our next one.
Get our next one, but I'm excited to read the book and who knows? Maybe we might find some cool stories in there to pull out of and use. And
oh yeah,
it'll be good.
Hell yeah! So
I was just watching this movie the other night, last night actually. I don't know if you've seen it. In fact, earlier today I was watching the sequel, Alligator.
I don't think I have.
Dude, it is hilarious. It starts out with this little girl begging her mom and dad to buy a pet alligator for her.
No way.
And then it like flashes forward a little bit, like weeks or months or something.
Yeah.
And then the dad flushes the gator down the toilet. It's still alive.
Oh, fuck.
I think it bit him or something. I don't remember 100%.
Bad gator.
And it grew in the sewers.
Of course.
And it became not a regular size, full size gator. It was like the size of my truck.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucking big. It was huge. And going around eating people, of course. I mean, what else would a giant gator do?
Fucking leave people alone.
Go play mini golf. I mean,
yeah, but
but no, he was eating people and stuff, and so then I started watching the sequel, Alligator 2, and lo and behold, guess who's in it?
Cool.
He's got a small role in it, but
King still, Otter.
Yeah, he's in it.
God damn, that man in his horror movies. Gotta respect the grind, though.
Good movie, though, the first one. The second one's good so far, too. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. That sounds interesting. Yeah, giant gator.
Cheesy B-movie. I mean...
Can't go wrong.
You really can't.
I feel it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cheese at its best.
Some good shit. Yeah. I don't think I've seen any new movies or anything like that recently, but... Yeah, no, there's just, I can't think of anything. I really can't think of anything.
You stumped. The gator got you.
The gator got me.
The gator got you.
Got my fucking brain
every
cells.
Fucking time.
Every time.
It's so funny. So one scene in the movie, and as old as the movie is, I don't fucking care. For those of you who haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but it's been out since the 80s. Like,
oh, shit.
I don't feel bad about talking about it. So there's two homeless people in the sewer. Gator comes up, starts gnawing on one of them. He's got the guy's legs just hanging out of its mouth, and it's like nom nom nom. Well, the other homeless guy escapes. He gets out with his wife. He's up to the cops, and he's like, he was my best friend, and he didn't deserve to become a toothpick for a gator.
A toothpick for a gator.
Like a toothpick. Oh, god damn.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is good stuff.
That's what fucking B-movies do, I swear to god.
Yeah.
The more there is, the better.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know that there is, like, there's that Ash versus the Evil Dead. Have you seen that?
Yes, we've been watching that. We're not completely caught up on it. We haven't finished the series, but we're on the second season or maybe the third, somewhere in there.
Yeah, well, they just came out with the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's just like that comedic kind of B-movie energy vibe, even in the game.
That's awesome.
It's so interesting. Oh, God.
That is awesome. I love it when they do that. Well, we went to SummerCon.
Yeah, we did.
You know, we did that.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a couple weeks ago that we went, but it was a lot of fun. Got us some cool little coasters for our table.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I've got the Shining Twins here. You got your personal favorite.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Pennywise.
Yeah, so you got Pennywise there. I got the Shining Twins then. That was a fun event. Not necessarily horror, but there were horror actors there.
Yeah, there were a couple.
You know,
some thriller.
Yeah. It was fun. It was bigger than previous years.
And there were some vendors from Crypticon were there.
There was, yeah.
Because of where the location was at, over in Puyallup.
Yep.
But,
you know, and then Robert Patrick was there. For those who don't know, Robert Patrick played the T-1000 in Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Do-do-do-do.
Cool guy to me. Lots of fun.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Great guy.
1000%. I agree. Right.
Yeah. So there was that. We did do that a couple weeks ago. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I don't think there's anything else coming up that we're doing.
No, I don't think we've planned anything yet.
Not yet. We will be doing a ghost hunting trip soon. Just as soon as we work out the details, but, you know.
Yeah. True, 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 true. I like the ghost hunt.
Yeah. Hey. Can't wait, man. So exciting stuff. I've been seeing on our Facebook page, we've gotten a lot more activity going on, like more people starting to follow.
Yeah, so that's awesome. That. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys, for following, listening, laughing at us, laughing with us. You know.
Or just learning something new.
Or learning about different cryptids, like the Hodag and the Poplick.
Yeah, and, you know, coming on black guy children. Jerking off on black guy children.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, it's just the more you know.
Yep, you got a jerk.
And like the episode we did a couple weeks ago about the lady who killed herself. And then if you know about her, she will hunt you down and kill you. And kill anybody that you tell about her.
Damn, subconsciously you're killing yourself.
Right?
But...
So, yeah, I mean, good stuff. And comment. Leave comments. Email us. Whatever. Like, let us know of stuff you want to hear.
A fucking urban legend. A story that you have experienced.
Especially in your part of the country or world, wherever you're at. Submit a story.
Yep.
Submit an alleged urban myth that's from your region. Like... would love to hear from you.
Send that shit in the Facebook page or post it in the comment section down below on YouTube.
That's right. But I'm excited to see everything's growing and get more
badass.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
I think our content is
getting up
pretty
there.
Good. I mean, we got a wide range. Which is, when we started, that's kind of what we promised, is that we would be kind of all things horror.
Just anticipated it a little bit.
And,
yeah.
And here we are. I mean, we go from cryptids to real-life killers to games to...
theories.
Hosts.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, having people come on.
Straight-up interviews.
Yeah. I think it's great. And I love to see the fact that we're moving on like that.
I do too. I think the more that we grow, the better the podcast will become.
Yeah. It can only get better.
Yeah, we might be.
Listener involvement.
That is true. And we also might be having something come out too. Eventually. Soon.
Working on it.
You'll fucking see it.
You'll see it. Soon.
So, wait, am I missing something? I feel like...
Hey, so, random horror fact of the week. You guys ready for this? It is themed towards my stories and stuff. Kind of a small little thing. There's not much. There's no pictures or anything for this. There could have been, but it's so broad that it just would have taken forever to, like, find worthy pictures for it. So, This week, we're going to be talking about serial killers. A serial killer's motive can be categorized into four reasons. When a serial killer kills, there's usually an underlying motive. Of course, no one just murders someone without getting something out of it. According to research, serial killers have four motives. First, those who kill to fulfill a mission. These are those who want to get rid of, want to rid the world of prostitutes or those adding to social ill. Second, those who are hedonistic. Killers who just find pleasure from killing. You know, they get off on killing people. It's whatever makes sense. But you shouldn't kill people, really. Like, find a different way. Third, visionary murderers. These are the killers who feel like they are called upon by the devil or God to do the deed. And lastly, the control-hungry killers. Most serial killers begin their killing fascination through animal torture. Studies reveal that the most convicted serial killers started their killing fascination after doing animal torture. Before moving to human murders, they somehow started by experimenting with smaller animals. According to records, most killers confess to having some sort of pleasure and fulfillment after killing these defenseless creatures. Since most killers come from dysfunctional families, abnormal and pathological behaviors like these often get ignored.
So what you're saying is that, you know, even if you think about wanting to murder somebody and how you would do it, technically you can be classified as a psychopath.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more into it than that, but definitely, though, you see kids that are torturing animals, that raises a red flag. I mean, there's something going on there.
That's when you unalike.
Not to get into an all, like, PSA kind of thing, but see something, say something kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, abandon your child in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, or call the Hat Man to come take him away. Like, yeah, do what the responsible adult would do and call the Hat Man to come take away your retarded kid who's torturing animals. I mean, the animals don't deserve that. They don't.
They don't.
Call the Hat Man to take your retarded kid away.
You know?
I mean, fuck's sakes. Handle your shit.
Sitting there, I know this is gonna sound fucked up, but I like dark humor, so fuck you. Your little doggo coming with you, like, oh, buddy, we're going on an adventure together. Come on, Spike. Come on. We're going out here. Ooh, what are we doing? Oh, look out over there. There's a nice little stick over there. Oh, that is a nice. Ah, Timmy, why? Just fucking.
Right?
What a world.
I know.
But.
But in all seriousness, though, you see kids torturing animals, you should say something.
There was, yeah.
Definitely, you know. I know that we try to keep things light and funny and fun, but kind of is a serious little thing, animal torture. It does happen a lot. No matter what, kid or not, if you see somebody torturing a defenseless animal,
you beat the fuck out of them.
You need to run their asses over and then call the Hat Man to take their retarded ass fucking out of there.
Yeah, you know, dead like, ass. You need to go over there, bitch slap them like Will Smith at the Oscars.
Oh!
And then you need to fucking tell them you do it again, you get murdered.
By the Hat Man.
And you pull out a knife.
You just keep saying it's by the Hat Man.
No, promoting violence? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
tell them the Hat Man's gonna get them. Then when they're not looking, they're like, Hat Man. Then you stab them. Because then you walk away. You just make sure everybody heard you say, the Hat Man's going to get you. I'm leaving now.
You just you just have like a hidden sombrero in a
bag. Hey.
Just like.
It's attached to like your hoodie.
When
you put your hood over, yeah. It's just a hat going.
It's all like. Oh, by the way, he's like, fuck you. You can't tell me what to do. Okay, well, the Hat Man's going to get you. What? I'm the Hitman. just fucking vigilante sombrero man. Just fucking. Where are the animals? Where are the animals?
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah, there's other telltale signs. If you really think somebody is, or somebody's child is, headed in that direction, find help.
Yeah, if your kid comes
up
to you in
Let them become a fucking psychopath that's murdering animals.
Yeah, exactly. If your kid comes up to you in the middle of the fucking night, and he's strangling a cat or some shit, and he comes up to you and he's like, well, the tall man in my room closet said that I need to do this to help the bigger guy. And then you're like, what the fuck? Because first of all, it's 3 a.m. Second of all, and you're like, no, that's where you punch your child outside the walls.
Yeah.
And you just abandon them.
Well, and you're like, no, the tall man in your room does not want you to murder defenseless animals, okay? Just go take your fucking retarded ass back to him, apologize, and let him beat the shit out of you. Like,
I feel like everybody, do mutilate and like fuck with animals and shit like that. I feel like they should get tortured. I agree.
I mean, the animals are defenseless. Like, it's bullshit.
What did you do to this hamster? I put it in a microwave. You what? I put it in a microwave and cooked it up and ate it. Okay.
Well, now your ass is going in the microwave.
Yeah, you like radiation poisoning? Like fucking. Here you go.
Oh man.
Took you at 3:30 for five minutes.
Ding.
Oh fuck. Oh man. Goddamn. So.
That's some dark shit.
It is.
Anyway. But,
so, you can go first, I can go first, you can do one story, then I'll do a story, and you can do another story, and I'll do my second story, whatever, man.
I'm
excited for both stories, for both sides, like, this is gonna be awesome.
How about this? I go one story, you go a story, I go a story, you go a story.
I only have two, but yeah.
I only have two, too.
Perfect.
That works.
Story sandwich going on here.
Story sandwich, that's right. Fucking get ready to be sandwiched, you dirty boy.
Fuck yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So here we are again. Again, no fucking pictures because I am a loser.
God damn it.
I am a lazy, lazy person. Anyway, so the first one I have, it's about a stalker. And speaking from experience, no, just kidding. Kidding.
Is a said stalker story about you? I mean, is it? I'm starting to see, like...
First person point of view. Baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby!
Little biography going on here.
Yep, autobiography, yep. Got you. So, a little backstory. I'm a 20-year-old, short, petite female working at... I feel like I'm catfishing somebody right now when I'm reading this. Working at Subway... And I can't help but be nice to anyone, even if they creep me out. I feel bad, usually. About a year ago, we had this guy, 35 to 40 years old, who would come in every day for lunch. He was fascinated by my stretched ears and few piercings I had on my face and always asked questions. He would sit down after I rang him and watch me from his table for 2 hours nonstop, just staring at me while I helped other customers. This goes on for about 2 weeks. Every day he would ask for my number, saying he has plugs and tunnels he wants to give me and see me wearing them in my ears, and I always politely declined. One day, I'm alone in the store because my manager had to run to the bank. We were really slow that day, so I was just in the back room messing around on my phone. I heard the door chime, looked up, and yet no one was there. Then I saw the man walk past the front of the store really quickly, like he was in a hurry. The store phone rings. Thanks for calling Subway. How can I help you? This is the girl with the nice ears, right? Yeah. Who is this? Are you alone in the back room right now? Are you working by yourself? At this point, I got really creeped out, and I knew it was him. I hung up, texted my manager the situation so she would hurry back. He called again, this time asking me very weird questions like, what would I do with him in a room with the door locked? If I had a boyfriend, why was I playing hard to get, etc. My manager gets back and I tell her everything. In the middle of the lunch rush, he calls again. This time my manager answers, and to this day she never told me what he said, but the look on her face made my spine shiver. She told him if he called again or showed up here, she would call the police. I thought that was the end of it, but alas, I was wrong. 1 week later, I'm clocking out and getting ready to walk to my car parked in the front, and when I looked outside, I see him standing by my car and looking inside of it. I was an idiot and left the back door unlocked. I watched him crawl inside and shut the door. The creep was trying to hide in my fucking back seat, and do God knows what to me when I got in. My manager locked the front door of our store and called the police. When they arrived, they had to pretty much drag him out of my car, and he was arrested. On him was a butcher knife, rope, and a rag with chloroform on it. And if I hadn't looked up when I did, I'd probably be dead right now. And that was the first story.
Wow. That's isn't fucking it, nuts,
isn't,
man.
Isn't
that's,
that, like, fucking creepy?
That's fucking creepy as shit. Like, and then to watch the guy get into the car.
Like, and that was just, like, a split second, she said. Like, if she wouldn't have looked up in that second,
been
she would have
been fucked. Phone, or looked somewhere else, or whatever. Yeah. And that's, like, kind of like one of those what-the-fuck moments that sticks with you the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, you're not, you're definitely not leaving your house without checking the seats anymore.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like one of those things, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, it's happened to me a couple times, where, like, it's Monday morning, getting ready to head to work or whatever, and for whatever reason, nothing goes my way when I'm getting ready. And for whatever reason, I fucking end up leaving the house to head to work later than normal. And then I get into town, get closer to work, and see that there's an accident, a pretty bad one or whatever, at a corner that I normally turn at. And had I been there when I normally go through town, it would have been me. You know?
Dude, that's the
shit. And that kind of shit sticks with you. Like, you're like, fuck, that could have been me. Or in her case, you know, she could have been murdered. Like, that's a fucking...
That was premeditated fucking... Like,
oh, yeah, that
we
was
just
definitely...
talking about.
Yeah.
He planned that out.
Definitely did.
Did you see, I don't know if you saw this recently, but there was a local news station who fucking taught, who put up a thing, basically teaching people how to make, like, fucking chloroform.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit like that.
It was meant to be, like, a PSA of, like, hey, you know, you have these
chemicals
under your sink or whatever, don't mix them because it could do this. And
but
instead,
in reality,
what they did is they gave a fucking recipe of, like, this makes chloroform. Yay! Like, la 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 la. Even though these days with the internet and everything, you can find that regardless.
Hey, you can look it up, but it's probably going to be like very conspicuous.
It probably throws up a flag somewhere.
Like, man, what are you doing?
Especially if you look it up more than once. That's the thing. You start looking up a specific thing like that more than once, there's got to be like hundreds of red flags going up.
How,
like,
thick of rope? Until human can't move. Like,
yeah, something very specific. How much chloroform does it take to knock out a 120-pound little girl?
But
you know,
how much force does it take to break a human bone?
Yeah,
with a butcher knife.
Shit like that. It just, oh man, that fucking, whew.
Fuck that shit.
That man, that'll shit. Fuck me up so bad.
I would have fucked up. Subway boy.
Yeah.
Alright. What do you got for me?
Okay, so this first killer I've got, I've never heard of before. I'm sure you haven't. I'm sure some of our listeners have heard of her, though.
Her. Oh, shit. Okay.
Belle Gunness.
Don't think I've heard of her.
Well, now you will. Serial killer Belle Gunness is reported to have murdered more than 40 people between 1884 and 1908 before disappearing without a trace. Who was Belle Gunness? Norwegian-born Belle Gunness immigrated to the U.S. in 1881. A series of suspicious fires and deaths, mostly resulting in insurance awards, followed. Belle also began posting notices in lovelorn columns to entice wealthy men to her farm, after which they were never seen again. Authorities eventually found the remains of over 40 victims on her property. But Belle disappeared without a trace. In her early life, Belle Gunness was born on November 11, 1859, in Norway. The daughter of a stonemason, Gunness immigrated to the United States in 1881 in search of wealth. What followed were a series of insurance frauds and crimes escalating in size and danger. Her life of crime, though, not long after Gunness married Mads Albert Sorensen in 1884, their store and home mysteriously burnt down. The couple claimed the insurance money for both soon after Sorensen died of heart failure on the one day his two life insurance policies overlapped. Interesting. Though her husband's family demanded an inquiry, no charges were filed. It is believed that the couple produced two children whom Gunness poisoned in infancy for the insurance money. She's one sick, sickly. Several more unexplained deaths followed, including the infant daughter of her new husband, Peter Gunness, followed by Peter Gunness himself. Her adopted daughter, Janie's body, would also be found on Belle's property. Gunness then began meeting wealthy men through a lovelorn column. Her suitors were her next victims, each of whom brought cash to her farm and then disappeared forever. John Moo, Henry Gerholt, Olaf Svenverd, just to name a few. In 1908, just when Hedgelin's brother became suspicious of Gunness's luck, seemed to be running out. Her farmhouse burnt to the ground. In the smoldering ruins, workmen discovered four skeletons, three identified as her foster children. However, the fourth, believed to be Gunness, was inexplicably missing its skull. After the fire, her victims were unearthed from their shallow graves around the farm. All told, the remains of more than 40 men and children were exhumed. Ray Lampier, Gunness's hired hand, was arrested for murder and arson on May 22, 1908. He was found guilty of arson but cleared of murder. He died in prison, but not before revealing the truth about Belle Gunness and her crimes, including burning her own house down. The body that was recovered was not hers. Gunness had planned the entire thing and skipped town after withdrawing most of her money from her bank accounts. She was never tracked down, and her death has never been confirmed.
Wait, whoa, wait a second. You're telling me this bitch was still out there.
Still out there. 1908, she was still fucking out there.
What the fuck?
Until she died somewhere, but nobody's ever, like, identified her body.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Bro, we know she's a fucking vampire, and she's still out there murdering.
Oh.
Just throwing it out there, just saying, hey.
What? I'm sorry. Well, what dumb bitch only like 2 feet's enough? Like, shallow digging.
One that when the sun's coming up, she's got to go inside.
Damn. That do be true. It's fair, it's fair, it's fair.
I don't know, man.
God, what a horse. Just,
but the fact that she's never been found, her body's never been found.
It's like without a trace.
And so there was 40 victims on the property found, right?
Yeah.
One of the bodies found, which would, in my mind, reading this and everything, would mean that there was 41 bodies. Because they found 40, and she was presumably
dead
in the fire, died, which was later revealed she wasn't, would then say that there was 41 victims.
Yeah,
who was that 41st victim? Had to be a girl. Had to be a woman.
Had to be a woman that was like near
her height
looking
and build. Yeah.
Yep. It was somebody that they wouldn't like recognize and burned up and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's very interesting. And, you know, and it just goes to show you how vicious and manipulative and dangerous women are. So, yeah. Watch out. This is your PSA.
Boys, stick together.
Go out in pairs.
For the boys. Saturday for the boys.
Yeah. 40 people.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, just.
Goddamn,
and then the time frame of which she killed those 40 people. I mean, between 1884 and 1908. I mean, that's really not that long if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's like 24 years.
It's like.
That's 2 a year, almost.
Shit.
2 people a year she killed. If you averaged it out. It might have been, though, that she killed like 3 people 1 year, skipped a year, killed 4, you know.
I'm going to take a break this year.
And she might have, you know, I mean, to like throw off suspicions or whatever.
We have to
but
hit quota.
That many fucking people disappearing around where she lived, around that town.
And
like,
people still were going over to that bitch.
How do you explain that?
I don't even know. Like,
know?
But what kills me the most is like, there were people still willing to go after her, even though, like, her Billy was fucking, he hasn't been found in a few weeks.
Huh. Well, I'm gonna go meet up with Belle and see what's going on. See what's
Billy had his chance. Just fucking.
Right? But yeah, and I'm gonna make sure that I bring my big stack of cash with me. Like, who does that? Who's like.
Idiots?
You're responding to a pen of. Article in a newspaper, looking for love, whatever. Who's like, yeah, I'm gonna go meet this girl and I'm just gonna take all my money with me, so she can see I really am wealthy. Like who?
Thou shalt make it rain on them viziers.
Right? It's just like holy fuck.
I want thou bosom in my face.
Who does it? Who's gonna travel with all that money?
A fucking pimp.
I mean, back in that time, there had to have been fucking bandits that were looting stagecoaches and shit. Like,
they didn't give a fuck.
I don't know. Fucking weird shit. And
running a bell like, my daddy has money. Like,
yeah, it's just so fucking
kind of a shit show.
But I'm interested in hearing your second story.
My second story is not necessarily a person this time.
Oh.
It's not.
It's a squirrel.
It could be.
It's a fucking serial killer squirrel.
Could be, or it could just be insanity in itself. Are you guys ready to hear this story? All that it's called is Ghost. So, a few years ago, I moved into a bedroom apartment in Melbourne, Australia. They went on to recall, it was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I'd been there for a few months when I came home from work one day and I went into the bathroom. I saw something strange, a wooden board which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space, laid fractured in 2 pieces on the ground. I examined the pieces. The board was 1 inch thick and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it. I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought. I emailed pictures to the landlord asking if anyone had been up there with an undertone of annoyance since she hadn't warned me. Her reply read, "Please call me as soon as you are able to." I called. She explained that her last two tenants had said the same thing. She promised to replace the board, and she did. A month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. My body was covered in goosebumps. It felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands on me. Everything was silent. But then I heard a dragging sound coming from above my head. It was as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze, convinced someone was up there. There was no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a cricket bat, and walked into the bathroom. That's when I saw that the new board covering the hole was broken in two. I felt sick. The dragging sound had stopped, but I heard something else, whispering. The sound was clear and coming from the attic. It sounded like children's voices, and I can hear one sentence repeated over and over. It's your turn. It's your turn. I switched on every light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV to try to unwind. Then a fuse blew. My pet Bud... Oh, God. I don't know. I almost said that wrong. Well, my pet Budgie Dexter, whom I kept in the kitchen, usually never made a sound at night. But he started squawking like he was being strangled. I'd never heard him make those sort of noises. He was screaming. I grabbed my car keys, ran out, sat in my car, and waited there until morning sun came up. When I saw people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to go back in. The front door was open, but I figured I might have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter, but he wasn't in his cage. I felt sick again. All my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet. I took him out, washed him, and dried him. I was so confused. At 8 a.m., I called the landlord and gave her a watered-down version of the night. "Oh, wow, you heard the whispering too," she said. I stayed in that apartment for another 18 months. I heard the whispering on a few occasions, and twice the board covering the hole in the ceiling moved. Although I live somewhere else now, the landlord recently called. She said that her new tenants had begged to speak with me about some of the stuff that's been going on there. Forget it. It's their problem now.
Wow.
See, like, the thing that I like about this is that you don't know if someone's up there
Yeah.
or if it's like a ghost. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I like this. Like, either you...
I would almost lean more towards, like, somebody's up there.
That, like a squatter or something like that?
I mean, there has been documented stories where it really has happened that somebody's...
Was just randomly in the
randomly
room?
Randomly living up in the attic and stuff, and, like, coming down at night and...
Like, grabbing food or...
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah. Going to the bathroom.
And there was a movie about it. I watched it I don't know, it's been a few months or so since I watched it. I remember we've talked about it on the podcast before. But it was, it's a scary thought, really. I mean, that somebody that you don't know whatsoever is living in your attic.
Or in the walls.
And in the movie that I watched, there was like this secret room in the attic. So it looked like it was all normal wall and you wouldn't even think nothing of it. It was a secret room. And from there, the guy could get into the walls. And he would travel around, and he would like pop out of like they had like the old school
delivery systems,
big vents,
yeah,
for the air conditioning system.
The air conditioning.
They were just because back in the day, at one point in time, and it wasn't very efficient, but they would use the wall, as a chase to move air through, and so. He was climbing down that and popping out through the vent.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So weird, like that's a creepy, creepy thing. Like, yeah.
I'm just thinking in my head, fuck this shit. I'm out of there. Yeah, no, I agree with him. Fuck that. It ain't my problem anymore.
Right. You're gone. You've been out of there for a while. It's no longer your problem.
Yeah, that is. I would have been like, you bitch. You saying that you heard this the entire time, you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's, wow. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, that's some weird shit there. I mean,
I'm almost, my money's on someone's up there.
That would be my guess, too, is that somebody is up there living, some squatters up there. Wow. Just wow. Like, I don't even know, like, what possesses somebody to do that? You know?
Technically, if they're squatters, if they live in there long enough, they're grandfathered in.
That shit ain't right.
I know it's not right, but I mean, it's...
I know, and I...
At least here in Washington.
Yeah, in Washington. And I don't believe that squatters should have rights. Because then somebody can come in, you're gone on vacation for 2 weeks, say. But you get that kind of money. And you can go on vacation for 2 weeks, and you're gone. And while you're gone, some squatter comes in and just fucking takes over your house.
Don't,
but now it's theirs.
Fuck.
Now it's theirs, and you can't do shit about it. But all the fucking bills are still in your goddamn name. And they can come after you if you shut off the fucking power and shit.
I know. What the fuck is up with,
like,
that?
How did that shit even get approved?
I know.
Like, squatters now have rights to your property.
That's
and,
right.
And if they take that claim, you are still going to be responsible to keep the lights on and stuff for them. Okay? You can't turn off the lights. You can't turn off the water. Like, you still have to pay for that stuff and keep it going.
Dude, that's what
but you
sucks.
Can't live there anymore, so you got to go somewhere else and find a new place to live and buy all new possessions because you can't get yours. But you still have to pay for them. And you still have to pay your mortgage on that house or your rent. Like,
it's
what the
show.
Fuck
it's
kind of
shit,
bullshit
though.
Is that?
Some bullshit. Yeah.
It's just not right.
I agree.
And you know, and that at that point in time, it's time to find fucking Belle and send her ass and be like, there's somebody in there. He's got tons of fucking money. Don't let him fool you. He's got tons of money. Just go up there, take care of him.
Stay out of your way.
I'm Switzerland. I'm backing off. I'm just, here's the keys.
Here's the keys.
Don't burn it down. Please don't burn it down.
Okay.
Yeah. So, goddamn. Are you ready for this next
one? I'm ready.
This is a longer story.
Okay.
Well, longer than Belle's story.
Oh, okay.
So, this one takes place in Massachusetts.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, without further ado, have you ever heard of Jolly Jane Toppan?
Jolly.
She's the killer nurse obsessed with death. Jolly Jane Toppan killed at least 31 people between 1880 and 1901. But the doctors who hired her thought she was one of the best nurses they ever had. Today, psychiatrists say she was one of the most unusual serial killers in history. Like many serial killers, she had an unstable childhood. Unlike most female serial killers, she did it for the sexual thrill. As her victims lay dying, she got a powerful erotic charge from holding and caressing them. Jane couldn't resist the excitement and admitted she aspired to have killed more people, helpless people, than any other man or woman who ever lived. Jane, well, you know, she was born Honora Kelly around 1857 in Boston. the youngest of four girls in a poor Irish immigrant family. Her mother died of tuberculosis when she was a year old. Her father, Peter Kelly, a tailor, lost his mind and was said to have sewn his eyelids shut. Kelly, known as Kelly the Crack, tried to raise the girls, but he was suspected of abusing them. In 1863, Kelly took 8-year-old Delilah and 6-year-old Honora to an orphanage called the Boston Female Asylum in the city's South End. The orphanage placed the girls in respectable families when they turned 10. Delilah supposedly became a prostitute and an alcoholic. Another sister, Nellie, ended up in an insane asylum. Honora became an indentured servant to Mrs. Anne C. Topin of Lowell, Massachusetts. The Topins passed her off as an Italian girl whose parents died at sea because of the stigma associated with the Irish. They also renamed her Jane Topin, which sounded less Irish. She did well in school and had many friends, but got unattractively fat. Like, the girl put on some weight. Jane also displayed the earmarks of a sociopath, telling outrageous lies to her that her father sailed around the world, her sister married an English nobleman, her brother was decorated at Gettysburg by Abraham Lincoln. But at the age of 18, Jane graduated from Lowell High School. The Topins freed Jane from her indenture and gave her $50, but she stayed in the household as a servant. Young Jane, when Anne Topin died, Elizabeth took over the house and continued to treat Jane as a servant, though with more kindness than her mother. Elizabeth married a church deacon who moved into the Topin house, but some strain or dispute caused Jane to move out of the house she'd lived in for 20 years. At the age of 33, Jane started to her training as a nurse at Cambridge Hospital in 1887. There she earned her nickname, Jolly Jane, for her friendly, outgoing personality. She liked to gossip, though, and celebrated the dismissal of the students she didn't like. She lied that the Tsar of Russia had offered her a nursing job, and she probably stole small things. Many of her fellow students grew to detest her. The hospital administration grew concerned over her obsession with autopsies, but didn't know she experimented with morphine and atropine on her elderly patients. One patient, Amelia, had an operation in 1887. Afterwards, she said Jane gave her a dose of bitter medicine, causing her to lose consciousness. Jane climbed into her bed and kissed her all over her face, but something startled her and she stopped. The next morning, Amelia decided that it had all been a dream. 14 years later, Jane was arrested, and Amelia realized she'd had no dream. Jane got a job at Massachusetts General Hospital, but lost it because she recklessly gave out opioids. Nevertheless, doctors recommended her as a private nurse to their wealthy clients. Outside of her job, she guzzled beer, told dirty jokes, gossiped madly, and enjoyed turning her friends against each other. But to the doctors and their patients, she seemed a highly skilled professional, compassionate, and cheerful. Nurse Jane was earning $25 a week when women earned an average of $5 a week. She was also getting a sexual thrill. She later admitted from climbing into bed with her patients as she murdered them. She befriended her elderly landlord and his wife, but killed them one by one. She later explained they had gotten feeble and fussy and old and cranky. Her colleagues in nursing school remembered her saying there was no use keeping old people alive. In 1889, 70-year-old Mary McLear fell ill on a visit to Cambridge. Her doctor sent Jane, one of our best nurses, to care for her. Jane poisoned Mary. A month later, she killed a close friend with strychnine so she could take her job as dining hall matron at St. John's Theological School in Cambridge. She got the job, but it didn't last. The administration couldn't ignore complaints of her incompetence and missing money. Elizabeth Topan, Jane's foster sister, often invited her to come and visit and stay in the house she grew up in. Jane sometimes took her up on this invitation. Jolly Jane was vacationing in Buzzards Bay in the summer of 1899 when she targeted Elizabeth. Elizabeth complained of depression, and Jane invited her down to the Cape. One day, she took Elizabeth to the beach for a picnic of cold corned beef, taffy, and mineral water laced with strychnine. I held her in my arms, watched with delight as she gasped her life out, Jane said later. Jane then insinuated herself into the household of Elizabeth's widower, Orimel, because she wanted to marry him. But within three days, she killed the housekeeper, 77-year-old Edna. She took over from Edna and tried to impress Orimel with her housekeeping skills. Orimel made it clear he didn't want her as a housekeeper or as a wife. Jane decided to win his love by poisoning him and then nursing him back to health. That didn't work either, so she threatened to claim he'd gotten her pregnant. An enraged Orimel ordered Jolly Jane, out of the house. She tried to commit suicide with an overdose of morphine, but failed, and went to the hospital. Upon her release, she visited an old friend, Sarah Nichols, who lived with her brother in Amherst. By 1901, a Massachusetts state detective was following Jane. He suspected her of killing the entire family of Alden Davis. Jane had rented a cottage in Bourne from the Davis family, but she hadn't kept up with the rent. Alden Davis's wife, Maddie, came to Cambridge to collect, but Jane killed her with a cocktail of morphine and atropine. Then she moved in with the elderly Alden Davis to take care of him. Jane took care of Alden Davis all right. She killed him, then married his two of his daughters, Minnie and Geraldine. Minnie's father-in-law suspected the sudden deaths of an entire healthy family to do with foul play. He consulted a toxicologist and got a judge to order Minnie's body exhumed. Investigation revealed she died of morphine and atropine poisoning. Police arrested Jane in Amherst on October 29th, 1901. Jolly Jane went to trial for murder of the summer of 1902. She confessed to her lawyer she had killed at least 31 people, but perhaps as many as 100. She claimed she started her killing spree because a boyfriend dumped her when she was 16. A Lowell office worker gave her a promissory, but moved to Holyoke, Massachusetts, and fell in love with someone else. If I'd been a married woman, I probably would not have killed all these people, she said. I would have my husband, my children, my home to take up my mind. An 8-hour trial took place at the county courthouse. A jury deliberated for 27 minutes and found Jane not guilty by reason of insanity. She spent the rest of her life at the state hospital, dying on August 17th, 1938. Some attendants remembered her calling them into her room and smiling. "Get some morphine, dearie," she said, "and we'll go out into the ward, and you will have a lot of fun seeing them die."
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They found her not guilty out of all the bullshit that she...
Well, because they found that she was insane.
Yeah, but like...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just fucking... It's...
But that's some weird, crazy shit. Like, she admitted to murdering the 31 people, but possibly, she murdered 100 people. She don't know. She lost count.
Well, it's like, hard to keep track when you're having fun. God damn, though. I wouldn't have done this if you would have put a ring on it. Like, fucking...
This is your fault, fucker. You didn't marry me. Give me kids and a house. So I had to go murder people. Like, god damn.
Who fucking...
Crazy bitch.
Oh my god. Well, that bitch is just... she died.
Bonkers.
Fucking... But like... But... that's even worse than the other one.
I know. Like, I saved the best for last.
Oh shit.
The fact that she was a nurse. And people said she was a great nurse.
Yeah, and she got paid, like, really well. I mean, for back then...
Yeah, $25 a week? Holy fuck.
That's...
Back in 1900?
Yeah, that was quite a bit.
God damn. That's a lot of fucking money.
She was balling back then. How much did you make, Deborah? I only made $5 this week. How much did you make? I made 25, motherfucker.
What?
Just fucking...
Falling out of control. Yeah, I...
These women...
God damn.
God.
I'm just so dumbfounded by it, you know? Especially, like, her excuse of, well, if my boyfriend who dumped me when I was 16, if he'd only married me, I never would have killed these people, because him and the kids I would have had would have taken up my time and, like... kept me from killing people.
I'm so bored, I need to murder.
Right? That's just it.
Bitch, some people crochet, some people learn how to bake, some people go for walks, some people, you know...
Fucking
art.
A farm, have a garden. Like, Jesus, fuck.
Straight first idea was, let's murder.
But she experimented with morphine on herself, too.
Oh, yeah, she was getting fucking high.
So she was high, and then claimed... This is just I don't know for a fact. This is just my scenario. She's getting high on morphine, and then she's like doping up her victims, and then she's climbing in bed. She's like, like she's on some sort of fucking acid trip.
She's like, oh my god, that skin, that fresh human skin is so nice. I wonder what would happen if I wore that skin.
Warm.
Let's just fucking wear it. Just let me wear your skin.
Just hand it, unzip it, take it off.
Oh my god. It's so bad.
I mean, god damn.
Brody.
Yeah. It's just like, wow.
It'd just be crazy.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about other serial killers like Gacy.
Albert Fish.
Yeah. Even our Techie Tech guys came in and he talked about, god damn it, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name.
It's been a minute.
The infamous killer from London. Never caught.
Oh, you're talking about the Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper, yeah. You know, so we've talked about all these different male men killers. I don't recall, and maybe we have, but if we have, it's been very lately. But I don't think we've ever like really delved in and had like full on episode of women killers. Like,
see, they're so far and few between, you know what I mean?
Like, there are, and their stories are so intriguing. Like, when you start digging into them, Like, I stuck with ones that were, like, way back, early 1900s.
Yeah.
You know. But there's some all the way up into, like, the 70s, 80s. And 90s, I'm sure. And so on. But as far as being serial killers...
It's just rare.
Yeah.
Goddamn, they're, like, a special breed on their own.
And the fact that she was just, like... recommended as one of the top nurses at the hospital.
What's up with her? Oh, she's
a
hopeless romantic looking for love. In all reality, she's pulling fucking Dexter.
Yeah, right? She's full on fucking Dexter going on there.
She's got a whole operation. God damn.
Just think if they had old folks homes back then.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, like we've got our local old folks home downtown, and just think if they had those when she was alive. Because she saw no use for old people. God damn.
La, 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 la,
she'd be so fucking jolly because she'd be going room to fucking room, taking the motherfuckers out.
Just going to hotels and just fucking knocking on each door.
Hello, housekeeping?
Right. She did want to do housekeeping. Like, fucking too good for it or whatever. Bitch!
It's just holy fuck sticks, you know? I'm just dumbfounded. And the other women serial killers, that stories that I saw, I just was blown away by them all, really. Like, well, I mean, all serial killers in general.
They're very niche fitting, aren't they?
Is something else. But to come across and read about so many women serial killers is just very intriguing. And then when you read some of their stories and start seeing, like, why, you're like, seriously? Like... you started going on a murder spree because some motherfucker didn't marry you?
Oh,
like,
boo-hoo.
I mean, if only that was today's problems of, like,
oh, shit.
He didn't marry me. I think I need to kill people. Like, no, now it's just, like, so blown out of proportion and everything. But,
cue in Beyonce's If You Like It, You Should Have Put a Ring on It.
Right?
Shit. Oh, goddamn.
It just sits with you. Just further goes to show, yeah, I bitch be tripping.
Never underestimate
a nurse.
A nurse.
Especially if she's recommended as the highest, best nurse. Be like, nah, I want the next one down.
I want the one
down.
That's
like,
right fresh out of fucking nursing school. Or the one that's nervous as fuck.
Yeah. Twitching as she's like trying to put.
Are you
blood.
Sure you don't want somebody else? Nah, bitch, the other bitch killed people. Like,
they're like, no, she hasn't. I was like, no. Nah.
I know better.
No.
Well, I think that's all I have for you today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's.
I know. We really haven't, like, watched anything or done.
I feel
been
like,
kind of a homebody lately, you know? I just really haven't done much in the realm of horror lately to really have much else to bring up or talk about.
No, I feel that. And that's just it. Like, I feel like I've been more entwined with streaming. Uh-oh. On my days off.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Which by the way, every Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays with every other Wednesdays. So, yeah, we usually do in the evening time.
Yeah.
If you ever want to come kick it.
You should. It's hilarious.
It's a lot of fun.
Tons of fun. Tons of laughs.
Like tonight, we're playing Outlast 2. Outlast is like that, your fucking night vision, and it's hard to see, and you're like investigating some shit. You do not have a weapon. All you could do is hide. There's no fighting back. You're just trying to uncover what's going on, trying to find...
before you get killed?
Yeah.
Huh.
So this one takes place, like, after the first game, and it's just...
interesting.
Yeah, your wife gets taken, and you gotta go
find
her.
Why is it gonna be your wife? Why can't it be, like, your dog? You know?
right, fucking like, John Wick.
I'm just saying, man. I'd be like, you're on your own. You're probably going to return her in 24 hours anyways, so I'm not even going to bother.
Well, from what I remember, she gets returned pregnant. Very fastly. So, I mean, I wouldn't want her to get returned pregnant.
There's Planned Parenthood. We'll
go. It's like, that ain't mine.
I'll grab a fucking hanger.
Be like, we want freedom. We want freedom.
Like, where's the flight of stairs, bitch? Where's the flight of stairs from The Exorcist?
Well, shit, I mean,
we'll throw you down that fucker.
At least our state is keeping this shit going right now. Did you hear about the whole...
I've seen, like, bits and pieces. I haven't, like, really delved into what's going on.
Yeah, so
I don't have...
There's a majority of the U.S. right now is banning, like, abortion.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah, so it's banned. Pretty much, like, but except for Washington State isn't.
Okay.
So we're a safe state.
I did see a map with different colors, but I wasn't sure what the colors were.
So green, anything that was in, like, the light green or the darker green areas is, like, it's safe or it's neutral, like, whatever. But all the gray areas, bam, which was a majority of the map.
Damn.
Not only that, but you get punished. So, yeah, now you can get prosecuted for it.
Murder, probably.
Well, it's something on the lines,
yeah,
probably.
They'll probably wrap it up and say it's fucking murder.
But
it's fucking bullshit.
But you know how, like, you went to Mexico to get your procedure or whatever? If a woman goes into, like, let's say she's in, let's say Utah, which is one of the gray states.
Okay.
She goes into Utah, or she's from Utah, she comes to Washington State to go get an abortion because, you know, whatever.
Right.
She goes back to Utah. Anybody finds out? Fucking big trouble.
God damn.
You were not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that. If your state finds out that you went somewhere to get an abortion, you're fucked.
That's the government taking more control.
That was
over your lives.
Yeah, that was the Senate.
And you know, I've been saying it for years, and I've always been discredited or called a conspiracy theorist because of it. But, you know, I've been saying it for years that the government has been slowly indoctrinating our kids in school. They've changed the curriculum. They don't teach the same kind of history in class or anything like that like when I was a kid. And even then, from when I was a kid to, like, my parents and so on, the government slowly, like, controls it. But they've just, over the years, been slowly taking control of everything. And making it to where you basically are a slave again. A free slave, more or less. Because I don't know what else you could call it or would call it. Because you don't own your own life at that point. I mean, the poor girls that, you know... and this is a sensitive subject. And so, sorry, skip ahead a couple minutes if this subject kind of bothers you. But, you know, women, unfortunately, still get raped. And it's a horrible thing, and it affects them for their whole life.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be made to have a baby.
That they didn't ask
by
for.
By this guy who raped her. Like, that's a whole nother, like, mental set of trauma.
Yeah.
You know, that every time they see that kid, in my mind, I honestly don't know.
But in my mind,
I would think that every time you look at that child, that there would be some sort of flashback to that night. There would always be that reminder. And that would be a constant, like I said, in my mind, that would be a constant reminder to these women. And that's not right.
No, it's not.
You know? Then sometimes, like, a one-night stand.
And then, boom.
You know, boom. It happens. Happened to our cousin. He had a one-night stand.
Oh, got someone pregnant?
Got her. Didn't know about it. Got her pregnant.
Oh, shit.
She kept the child. Now he's got a son or daughter. I don't know which. But, you know.
I think to
take away that choice.
That's not.
That is wrong.
Okay.
And that is not. That's nobody's place to say. That's not my place to say anything. That's not your place to say anything. It's the woman's place to say. If she wants that, because for whatever reason, she's got her own reasoning.
No, deadass, as
she should be able to do that.
As a man, not my body, not my choice.
Right, I agree.
We don't go through pregnancy. We don't go through birth.
I agree that there is, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack for what I'm about to say. I'm positive I will. But at the same time, the father or sperm donor, however you want to look at them, should have somewhat of a say. Like, say...
No, I... Okay.
Like he doesn't want the kid and he wants her to, like, get an abortion or whatever. Like, say that's the scenario.
Okay.
And she doesn't and she keeps the kid. Well, now he has to pay child support for that child.
Oh. Well,
the rest of its life.
Unless you signed up the correct documents or you make an arrangement that
In Washington State...
Well, Washington, you get fucked.
You're fucked.
But
you cannot sign over your rights unless there is somebody else willing to basically pick it up.
That's Washington State, though. But I mean, like,
but I'm just going off of what I know of for our state. Every state's different. And I know that, and I get that. But at the same time, like I said, in that scenario, there should be something where he's like, "Dude, I don't want this baby. I didn't want it. I think you should get an abortion." And she's like, "No. I've always wanted a baby. I want to keep it." Well, there should be some legal document or legal process to go through that absolves him of any responsibility. Yeah. Because that's not right.
No, it's not.
To come back after.
Especially
if it's like a one-night stand or something like that. You know?
No,
like,
no, I feel it. I mean, at the same time, like, I agree with you. But, like, I mean, sometimes it's just one of those things. Like, if you're thinking you're mature enough to go have sex and do that... And things happen.
Yep,
I get that.
Yep.
Things happen. But I mean, like,
I agree.
It's out of your control sometimes.
Like, I agree. I agree. I do agree with that. If you think you're adult enough to go have sex, then you are adult enough to deal with the consequences that happen from that.
Like, I know for instance, like, I'm going to use myself as an example. Like, I was an accident.
We know.
I know, exactly. Like, I'm not...
Whoopsie!
Yep. Woo! Like, fucking... I don't think that's... You know, and I'm not bad about that. I'm glad that I'm still around, I suppose.
A lot of kids are accidents.
But, I mean, like...
And by accident, I mean they weren't planned. Like, some people actually plan it, and they really want kids, and But
in realistic terms, I mean, if, you know... My mom and dad, you know, with their life probably gone a lot easier, like financially and stuff like that, if they would have gotten an abortion? Probably.
Probably.
You know, having a baby at 16 or 17 and fucking 19 years old? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and if I remember right, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that your mom doesn't believe in abortion.
No, she doesn't.
That's perfectly fine. I guess that's where I'm going with this, is that women should have the right, no matter what. They should have the right, just like we should have the right and control over our bodies as well, you know?
Yeah, if someone came up to you and was like, well, you gotta go get fixed.
Or yeah.
You gotta go, give me your testicles.
Yeah, come on, hand the bitches over.
And your jewels. No, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's so stupid because, like, if you think about it like this, like, men can constantly go for it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I mean, women, it's just, you know, sometimes it's not. What am I trying to go with? I'm sorry. I'm
sometimes
rambling,
it's not in the cars, like, for them.
It's not. Yeah, it's just not something that they want to do. Don't fucking force them to do something they don't want to do. But so women, any, you know, the gender of the women out there, you know, who are going through this and who are still trying to fight this, which they're going. There's a march going on
Good.
Over at Capitol.
Good.
So we support you.
Yeah.
100%.
Fearful thoughts supports
you. Your choice matters. Your choice.
Your choice does matter.
So
there's not a whole lot of, like, political crap that we stand behind, but this is definitely one that I wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we stand for you.
Stand behind your body, your choice.
Yep. You want to be a mom? You want to be a free fucking. Free agent, I don't blame you. Either way, you do you, boo-boo. It's not my choice.
Right. Right, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, and as far as I'm concerned, unless it directly affects me, I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, and that goes for the LGBTQRS plus, I don't know what all fucking letters are in there.
It's fair.
And I don't mean to be...
I know you're not trying to be offensive. I
really am not on this. Normally, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But in this certain topic, I don't really give a fuck. Like, you do you.
Love who you want to love. Do what you want to do.
Exactly. You should be able to. And fuck everybody else. But on the same side of things, I'm kind of like... playing both sides of the fence here. At the same time, if you're transgender from man to woman or woman to man, whatever.
Okay.
And you, I'll just stick with the man transgendered to a woman.
Okay.
And you start dating, I think it is your responsibility to discuss that with your partner.
And
not get mad at them if they decide, you know, that's not really what I'm into. That's not my cup of tea.
It's a scary.
But the person you're telling should be adult and mature enough to not like freak out. Like there's no reason to freak out, and be hate all kinds of hatred towards these people. There's not. I mean, you do you. What you do in the bedroom, that's your business.
Hey,
nobody else's, man. Like,
love is love.
But
no.
To throw cast hate on people who say, well, I wouldn't date a transgender woman. Like, there's no reason to hate those people. You know?
Yeah.
Like, before you did the transition and from a man to a woman, would you date women?
Were you asking me?
No. Just in general. Like, you know, so I mean, and you, if you said no because I like men, which is perfectly acceptable, would you give, you know?
Oh, like vice versa?
Yeah. There's no.
I don't think. Okay, so like, it's funny. I had a conversation like recently about this. So I actually, my cousin. Dad's side, who is transitioning.
Nice.
But I, you know, I've had conversations with them, and it's like, I have a couple friends that are as well. They have preferences, which I believe
everybody has a preference. Like,
you know, it depends on what you're. What your attractions are and what you...
Yeah. I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, everybody's different. Everybody's attracted to...
Different things.
Everybody has a different kink. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Sorry to get weird, honestly.
Yeah. And I know, sorry people, this is probably a lot deeper subject than we normally
ever get into. But
if you're new and this is your first time...
Sorry.
We don't always talk about stuff like this. But yeah, everybody's got their own niche, their own thing that they're into.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like no two guys like the same girl.
Yeah.
You know, because one guy... To him, something about her face really attracts him. But the other guy is like, I don't really like those qualities. I like these qualities. You know, it's a personal preference thing. And people need to just stop getting pissed off at each other for
having
loving who they love.
Having a preference. Just what you love. Like, what you want, what you find attractive, what you find beautiful, what you find... worth chasing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like that's fair, and I just feel like I think that we should all be respectful of each other's ideology
on both sides.
I feel it. Love is love, and fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you gotta do?
Stop hating. You know, stop hating You know, the people who don't like transgenders or whatever, stop hating on them.
But
they don't affect you directly.
Yes.
Let them do their thing. My only issue would be is if they're like constantly like just throwing it in your face. Like that agitates me.
Agitates you?
Agitates me.
Why?
Well, yeah. Because I don't need to see it.
Well,
I don't want to see it all the time.
You mean like, wait, elaborate, because I'm...
Okay, well, like, and again, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm really not. And so, but like, all these gay pride parades and stuff. You know how many people would be pissed if there was a straight pride fucking parade?
No, yeah, very.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get
so
it.
So why?
I
if anybody else can do it and get chastised for it, why is it okay for you to throw it in everybody's face? That's, you know, that's my issue.
No, I...
What you do, that's your business. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't even care if I'm walking down the street and I see two guys kissing or two girls kissing. I really don't care. That's their business.
That's love. That's
I don't need to be nosy and be like, ugh. Like, no, man. Happy that somebody found somebody.
See, that's fair.
But I just don't want it thrown in my face.
I think that a lot of people are. I think it's a reminder to people that it's still okay, because there's still a lot of like homophobic.
Oh, there is
transgender, transphobic,
even in our area. There's a lot of it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I have certain coworkers who are very outspoken about it.
Oh, deadass?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I don't talk about that and stuff. And not that it's a work topic anyways, but...
No, I feel it.
But I still remain with the same thing of, well, that's your personal choice, but you should not be casting that hate out there, I guess.
Hey, you should be like, shut your fucking mouth. Like, just leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Is it hurting you? No.
No? Is it really gonna fucking do anything? Like I don't... It just irritates the shit out of me. But like the one thing that like I think people are afraid of right now is, you know, especially with the whole women rights pretty much being fucking taken away and
stepped
back
bullshit.
100 years, is like people are thinking that like what next are they
what
gonna
is
go
next?
For?
Yeah.
So like, you know, they just legalized not too long ago gay marriage and stuff.
Yep.
So,
which was phenomenal. It never should have had to be legalized.
It should have just been.
It was
a
basic human right.
Yeah, it was a basic human right to get married to who you love, and but that's just it. Who's to say that they won't come after stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like literally, they just set women back like 100 years. Like, what's next?
No control over their bodies. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, bullshit. What are we living in the fucking 50s again? Like 50s, 20s? Like,
it's just not right.
That was pretty fucked up. Anyway, past that.
Sorry, got on this little rant and rave, guys. Apologize, you know, for that rant and rave. But it is very kind of a sensitive topic, and a topic that is like really
I think it's important
right
now. Definitely, there's a thing right now. I think I signed it already. It's a petition.
Oh, where is this petition?
It's actually online.
Could you send me the link to it? I would love to sign that petition. Because again, I support women's rights and I think everybody should have the same rights.
Exactly.
Nobody should have rights over somebody else. Like, no. Everybody should just get along. Love who they want to love. Do what they want to do with their body. Like.
And just fucking.
Fucking live life.
Exactly. Like, that's how we got to be.
You know, it used to be that you didn't like so and so. Well, you just didn't fucking talk to them. You see them in the grocery store, you turn and go down a different aisle. Like, you did think. Now, it's like, oh my God, Becky, we've got to go, like, destroy her fucking Facebook and go into her place of business. And make her lose her job because she's just a horrible person. She's got a shitty looking face. I don't like it.
She You know? Becky's a bitch.
Exactly. But instead of just let it be, like, there's just...
You just gotta let things be how they're gonna be.
Yeah, there's no reason to do otherwise.
No, fuck it.
Do your thing.
Yep, do your thing, love who you're gonna love, and fucking make the right decision. That's all you gotta do. But
above all else, keep looking for that hat man in the corner.
Yeah, no shit.
That guy, he's fucking watching you, and... help that fucker out by pointing him towards some fucking retarded kids torturing animals. Save the animals.
Destroy everything else.
Help the hat man destroy all.
Later.